It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Few people in Iraq are more sought after than the kind of person we'll hear about next. He's a senior commander in one of Iraq's Shiite Muslim militias. These are the powerful armed groups that the U.S. and Iraq's government have alternately tried to persuade, pacify, or destroy. A leader in Iraq's most important militia has been talking with NPR's Tom Bowman, and their conversation offers insight into a group that the U.S. may have no choice but to try to understand. Tom's on the line from Baghdad, and who is this guy?
Well, Steve, his name is Abu Mushtaba, and he's one of four regional commanders with the Mehdi Army. He took me and a translator to an abandoned building next to a mosque in central Baghdad for the interview. But he didn't strike me as someone dangerous. He was more like a prosperous businessman with a well-trimmed hair and beard, a pressed black shirt, gray slacks. He's 42, friendly, married with four kids.
So this is a guy who works for Muqtada al-Sadr, the Shiite cleric, who seems to have radical in front of his name when he's described in the U.S. media. And you say he seems like a rather ordinary guy when you meet him?
He really does. He was a captain in the old Iraqi army. He fought the United States in 1991. And after the current war, he worked as a delivery man. And he's a proud supporter of Sadr and is basically saying that his soldiers have a right to defend themselves, is what they're doing in Sadr City by fighting with these so-called special groups.
Why would he agree to talk to you at this moment when Sadr's forces are in conflict here and there with the Iraqi government?
Well, I think he wants to explain himself and explain what his fighters are doing. Again, they're fighting, they say, for their neighborhood. They're upset at the heavy-handed firepower being used by the Americans. And he says the fighting will continue. It will escalate until the Iraqi force and the American forces pull out of Sadr City.
How many forces are under his command? How many militiamen?
He has about 2,000 militia members under his command. What he told me is that an increasing number of his fighters are taking to the streets. And this is how Abu Mushtaba explained it to me.
The fight takes longer as more people join. At first, we had 200 fighters, and now 600 in Sadr City.
What does that number mean, that this ceasefire is eroding over time?
I think that's right. I think, as he told me, more and more of his fighters will be fighting in Sadr City. And, of course, the Americans say, listen, we're being shot at. We have to respond.
Of course, Tom Bowman, you're talking to this militia commander at a time when militias are being ordered by Iraq's government to lay down their arms and disband. Any sign that he might be inclined to do that?
No, he said there's no way they'll disband. And he said, listen, other militia groups, Shiite militia groups and others, are not disbanding. And this is what he told me about that.
Disbanding jam will destroy the balance. Disband all militias or don't disband any.
So he's concerned about the balance of power between the different factions in Iraq, which I suppose, Tom Bowman, leads to another question. You're talking to this guy whose men are shooting at Americans or being shot at or both. And yet there he is talking with an American journalist. Did you get a sense that this militia man had strong feelings one way or the other about the United States?
Well, you know, it's funny. He said initially when the war ended, there was a lot of faith in the United States that it would come in and rebuild the country. But he said, look at Sadr City. The place is still a slum, and now they're shooting at us. They want us to disband. And he thinks they're sort of playing favorites here. And he doesn't hate Americans, but he's sort of lost faith in what they promised to do.
And when you talk to this militia commander who basically describes his men responding to events, in their point of view, defending themselves, does this commander seem to have any vision of how his neighborhood, his sect, his country moves away from this?
You know, he doesn't. I asked him that. I said, where's his country going? He says there's going to be a lot more killing before things settle down. And again, what we're seeing now is a real power struggle between Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and Muqtada al-Sadr. We don't know who's going to come out on top yet, but this commander said that Sadr's getting more and more popular as Maliki's putting the hammer down in Sadr City.
NPR's Tom Bowman is back from talking with an Iraqi militia commander in Baghdad. Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.